Hey, this is Eddie Green with Selling People Not a Process. We're really excited today. We've got Avengers Formulas on the line with Miles and Chelsea. If you guys will chime in and say hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, man, the enthusiasm's killing me here. Hi. if you guys will tell us, where are you guys based out of, and tell us a little bit about Avengers Formula.
We are a company that developed a chemical or a product that gets rid of stains when it comes to mold and remediating mold, as well as a few other stains. So it's an organic stain remover. And we are based out of Lapeer, Michigan. We ship anywhere in the U.S., the continental U.S.
Oh, goodness. Did you guys get all that snow that happened up there?
Well, yeah, we sure did. Then it kind of melted, and now we've got a little bit on the ground now.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I saw the pictures. Saw the picture from Duluth. That was just absolutely crazy, the amount of snow that went through there. So you guys had mentioned, you know, the mold staining and things like that. You know, both Miles and I and Chelsea came from the disaster restoration industry. And we worked for the same company, as a matter of fact, and that was one of the big problems that was noticeable, especially like in attic spaces and any time that there was bare wood that was exposed, was how to get rid of that staining that the mold left behind. And so if you can, Miles, kind of expand a little bit on why you left disaster restoration and developed this outstanding chemical. Now, I've seen this stuff in action. I've seen the videos of it. We actually met at the experience in Las Vegas, and you know, I don't get excited about a lot of things that come to the disaster restoration industry, and this was one of the things I got extremely excited about, and think that it should be in the hands of every restoration professional, honestly. So tell us about that migration process. Where did you jump ship and go from just doing disaster restoration into developing your own chemical and going into business for yourself?
Well, Eddie, you kind of hit the nail right on the head. So I came from the restoration industry. I was working as a project manager on all of our mold projects at that company. And I just kind of saw that there was a gap. And we had used other products, and we'd kind of tried every single one of them. And some worked really well but had this flaw. Some worked really well but had this flaw. I just kind of saw that there was a gap. And for me, it was just there was a few things that were very frustrating to myself and the technicians that were doing the mold removal, and I wanted to try to close that gap. And so I went and, you know, kind of in my free time and after work, I would try to figure out a way to kind of fill that gap. And so about a year and a half of trial and error, it's not something that I had previously done before, but a lot of research and a lot of trial and error, I finally got to what Flash is now. And that we were using it just in-house. It was something that we were using in-house and using all the time. And we were getting great results. And it was cutting our labor big time. And my boss at the time kind of approached me, and he said, "Hey, man, like, what are you doing? You know, you created this great product. You know, I love having you here. But this is something that you should really take to market and sell nationwide. This could really work for a lot of restoration companies. And I think you'd be very successful." And he got me actually in touch with Chelsea, who's now my partner, and we've been killing it ever since. It's something that you know, it's new to us. We're excited about it, and the industry is taking it really well, is accepting it really well, and it's working well for us.
Yeah, I think it's I hate to coin this phrase, but whenever I look at the way you guys market, your marketing strategy is based around like the superhero, the vintage stuff, you know, the bam, kapow, you know, all this kind of stuff, which I think is just absolutely brilliant. That's why I've kind of deemed you and Chelsea the dynamic duo. You know, you it was such a cool, just a very unique personality type and balance whenever I met you guys. Chelsea, how did you get involved in this project? I'm assuming Miles suckered you into it and now you're stuck, right?
Exactly. He's a great salesperson. Yeah. Unlike both of you, my background in restoration was a little bit lighter, but my family is in the restoration business. And while I wasn't directly involved with the day-to-day workings of their franchises, I knew enough about it. I'd helped out enough in the field. And most of my background had been in hospitality sales and then technology sales and marketing. So there was kind of a balance there in the operational side of when it came down to Miles taking potentially a product to market and needing to put some pieces on the back end to make sure that we were effectively running a business and not just slinging chemicals, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, you sling too many chemicals, you know, you grow the third eye in the middle of your forehead and, you know, things like
that. Right. Hence the word you said earlier, restoration professionals, right? We're not selling this to Joe Schmo and with his self project.
I think that one of the most interesting things about you guys is that you have grabbed a hold of a chemical that really a lot of people have more or less used as a throwaway or tried to market against it on why it's not, why it wouldn't be so relevant in today's market space. And to see the results, you know, and we're going to talk about how they look at this stuff, how they contact you guys to be able to get a hold of it, you know, and things like that here in just a little bit. But you guys really grabbed on to sodium hypochlorite and decided to make it better. And I've seen the way this stuff works. It's almost instantaneous whenever you're spraying this on, you know, wood for the staining, and it just makes it look brand new. Why sodium hypochlorite? Why did you go that route?
Well, that's exactly kind of the reason why is that sodium hypochlorite is, you know, we use the word bleach. You know, you're not really supposed to use bleach in mold removal. And there's a reason for that is that bleach is a great chemical. It's a great chemical base, but what it fails to do is it fails to penetrate porous surfaces. Like you said, wood and concrete and tile and grout and stone and all those things are very porous. And so when you're spraying regular bleach onto something that is porous, what you're doing is it's just kind of affecting the top of it, and it's not getting deep into the pores. And so the other additives that we kind of went to work on is meant to kind of fix that problem. It's meant to pull all that stuff out of the pores and kind of bring it to the surface to let bleach, which is, like I said, an awesome thing, that's what does all the magic. So all the other ingredients are what kind of flush and pull everything out of the pores and let the bleach kind of do its magic, or the sodium hypochlorite do its magic.
Now, does it leave behind that slick residue like bleach does, you know, whenever it's all said and done? Or is it a fairly, you know, dry, you know, feel surface after it's been sprayed on and gone?
So, you know, there is a way to use our product, and I luckily have kind of gone through all the trial and error of making sure that this is applied correctly, and we're always happy to help out our customers kind of learn that. When you spray the product, it's not meant to soak the whatever you're spraying it on. So when you spray it on wood, like you brought out the attics, when you're in an attic, this isn't something that you're supposed to soak the wood with. It really doesn't require a lot of material. It really doesn't. So you should yield about 250 square feet per gallon. And so when you spray it on and you're using not quite a light mist, but you're covering it, when the product dries, the only thing that may be left behind is a little bit of salt residue. But it's definitely not slimy. There's too much going into really cleaning that area out, cleaning that stain out, and pulling everything to the surface. That you know, your job's not quite done yet. But once the remediation process is done, really all you're doing is cleaning the stain with our product. This is not meant to be just a one-time thing. You don't just spray our product and you're done. It's something that just removes the stain, but it does a really great job at that. And there's not really much, if any, residue left behind.
Yeah, like I said, having seen the videos, and we're going to talk about this because we're coming up, you know, kind of on our time threshold, you know, to be able to hold people's attention, because, you know, I want to kind of leave them wanting more, because we're going to launch a podcast channel for you guys and get that out there to where people can hear more from Chelsea and Miles and be able to learn more about the product and things like that. But, you know, having seen this stuff in action, I honestly, in my opinion, you know, I consult all over the United States with restoration companies, and I firmly believe this should be in the hands of every single restoration professional. I think you're missing the boat if you don't have it. And I think that the only way that you are going to be an elite restorer is to have chemicals like this on your truck and to be able to go in and do the job correctly, which is really, I mean, the service to your customer is what it's all about. You're an advocate for them to return things to pre-loss condition. So if the current chemicals that you're using now are still leaving behind staining, you're not giving it back to them the way that it was before the loss. So again, I think this should be on every single restoration professional's truck. So how do they find you? How do they order the product? And, you know, what's basically the best way to contact you guys so that they can get this in their hands?
We have an awesome website that I feel is really easy to use. We try to make the how you order it. We only sell it by the case. We've got discounts on half pallets and pallets. And to get your hands on it, it's very easy. You just go to AvengerFormulas.com. There's no S at the end of Avenger. A lot of people do that. AvengerFormulas, as in plural, .com. And you can order from there. There's also some pretty neat videos of the product working. And if you want to reach out to us, we're always willing to send a sample if you've never tried it out to you.
Yeah,
to build off what Miles just said, you know, Eddie, thanks for singing our praises. And we obviously are super confident in what we've developed. But we get that people want to try before they buy often, too. And we're happy to do a gallon. It'll cover 200 to 300 square feet and get it in your hands. And then you can let the results speak for themselves.
See, I love it whenever companies do that, because to me it shows that they have so much confidence in their product that they're going to send you a teaser. And because of that, you know, you're going to order. So again, you know, like I said, I've been on hundreds upon hundreds of losses, and I wish that I would have had this product with me from day one. And like I said, I have this very firm foundation and belief in what these guys are bringing to the table. So you heard it right here, and you're going to hear more from them as time goes on. But guys, it's AvengerFormulas.com. Just go check out the website. I think their marketing strategy is absolutely brilliant. It's very addictive to go watch it. You can follow them on LinkedIn and Facebook and every place that you can see social media. And guys, like I said, it's we're really happy to be able to endorse these guys. And I appreciate you taking time out of your very busy day just to talk to us here on Selling People, Not a Process. So we will get this out on the channels. It should be up here in the next few minutes on my LinkedIn. And if you guys have any questions, you can either contact me at eddie@tierlevel.com, or you can go to AvengerFormulasPlural.com and make sure that you reach out to both Miles and Chelsea. So thank you guys for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yep, my pleasure. And guys, if you have any questions, reach out to us. But thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon.